This is Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Time to go to the big screen now. 1917 is the movie in question, picking up a couple of awards at the Golden Globes and most importantly nominated for 10 Oscar Academies for the upcoming ceremony. Gail Edmonds, movie critic and managing editor at City Press. You loved the movie, didn't you?
I did indeed. Hi, Africa. Yeah. It's really spectacular. It's an incredibly powerful film. I was very impressed. You know, the way it was edited was that although it wasn't done in one shot, it was set up in a way that the editor could actually stitch it together to feel like one continuous shot. So you actually go on this journey. So these two young lance corporals, Blake and McKay, are sort of seemingly one's not randomly selected, but he unfortunately randomly selects his friend to go with him, and they're told to take a message to a sort of isolated battalion that's about to go over the top of the trench the next morning, but actually into a trap. And so they're told they need to get behind enemy lines and deliver this message before that happens, and they lose 1,600 men. So it's a huge amount of pressure. And just to add to that and add a personal touch, the one guy, Blake, his brother, is in that battalion. So it's in his interest to get there and make sure that his brother isn't one of the casualties of war. And so these two kids, I mean, young men, of probably 18 or so, off they set through the trenches. And the interesting thing is you don't ever see what's happening in another trench or what's going on at the battalion. The only point of view you have is the viewer sees as far as these two young men see in their journey the whole way through. And it feels like one shot. It's incredibly clever, and it is incredibly stressful, I have to say, watching these two young men. You know, they just, it is very visceral and very, you're actually grabbing your seat while you watch them sort of try and get through the most horrific things to get this message there on time. And it is 2 hours that fly by. And Sam Mendes, who of course is a beautiful filmmaker, has done an absolutely spectacular job. It's actually, interestingly, 20 years since he won his Oscar for American Beauty.
True.
So I guess he's due.
This is a very difficult film to compare to The Irishman because the objectives are very different. The directing philosophy are very different. But having watched 1917, I absolutely understand why the Hollywood Foreign Press Association gave the nod to Sam Mendes ahead of Martin Scorsese. The skill that he's demonstrating in putting together a story. I mean, he made the point, in fact, Sam Mendes, in saying, look, this is not a film with big stars, but come and watch it because it is unbelievably a beautiful cinematic escape, even though he's taking you to and reminding you, quite frankly, of the horrors of World War One.
Absolutely. I mean, he captures the horrors, and I think the random sort of headless chicken elements of the First World War, where actually, you know, they just rushed about doing things, but actually they didn't feel like a big plan or a big, it was really just last man standing. And that's very cleverly portrayed as all these young men are just doing as they're told, but actually there's no sense of a real sense of what's going on and what they're trying to achieve. They sort of dug into these trenches. Every now and then they try and go over the top. It's actually horrendous. And I think he captures that sort of, he uses, and apparently his grandfather told him some of these stories. So he sort of stitched together stories of the world of the First World War. It's not based on a true story, but I think that it has the essence of truth in it because they are the anecdotes of those who went to war stitched together into an experience that gives you a true sense of the horror of that war for all these young men and the sheer numbers of them who just died, like cut down, like, you know, cannon fodder, literally cannon fodder. So that he does manage to capture all this in the film, which I thought was very good. And as you say, he definitely, the way he's brought it together, he adds a personal element, but he also gives you a sense of the larger view of war as completely senseless. You know, They are all heroic in their own way, but they're also terrified. They don't necessarily know what's going on. And I think that's probably more closer to the truth than the rah-rah whiz-bang sort of war movies that encouraged young men to go to war. And I do think, because one of my favorite things is, I don't know why, is the First World War poetry of sort of Rupert Graves and Wilfred Owen. And you can very much feel, you get a sense of what of their work as well in this, just that senselessness of it all.
Does the fact that it is, I suppose, inspired by events as opposed to based on actual events take anything away from it? I mean, if you think of Saving Private Ryan, if you think of the work that Clint Eastwood has been doing, not necessarily in World War One, but generally his yes. focus on filmmaking, it's often based on actual people, actual events, and then given a very cinematic sort of treatment to obviously make it real to people who are watching it. Does the absence of a true story take any of this away?
I don't think so, because I think that he says at the end, he says that his grandfather sort of told him these stories. When his grandfather hit his 70s, apparently started to share these stories. And so I think that although it's not based on actual true stories, I think that they are all true, the things that he's stitched together with these fictional characters, in order to give it a sense of, as you say, to give it that thread that is important to keep people engaged. So I think it takes nothing away from it. And you probably find that a lot of it is closer to truth than we think, even though it's not based on one true story.
It's cinematic splendor in the true sense of the word. And the 2 hours do fly by very quickly. You will get out of the cinema, I think, with a certain feeling of sickness in the stomach, because humanity can just be horrible towards each other, and it's scary, and hopefully remind you, if nothing else, that we need to continue to fight for peace in any guise. It doesn't have to always involve trenches and barbed wire and darkness. Even in our personal space, I really enjoyed it, and I wish Sam and everyone involved in this movie all the best for the Oscars.
Absolutely agreed.
Gail, thank you very much. Indeed, have yourself a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. The movie we've been reviewing is 1917, directed by Sam Mendes. 10 nominations, of course, for the Oscars. For the Oscars, which are going to be handed out in a date in February. Winning Golden Globes for Best Drama Motion Picture, as well as Best Director of a Motion Picture. The Producers Guild Awards are being awarded later on today. I think it might have happened yesterday, actually, and it featured quite well there in the nominations as well.